Where can we go? That's a question Palestinian civilians in Gaza have been asking for weeks now, as the conflict between Israel and Hamas has rained bombs and death all around their crowded neighborhoods. Thousands have sought safety in schools turned into shelters by the United Nations. But today, evidence that even those shelters are not protected from the violence. Palestinian officials say at least 13 people were killed when a shell struck a school in northern Gaza. Reporter Derek Stoffel is in Gaza City. He says the details on this story are still murky.
The United Nations says this was a school that had been turned into a shelter, some 800 people there. And the early reports from the UN's agency that deals with Palestinian refugees, it's called UNRWA, is that, yes, it was Israeli shells that hit the school this afternoon. But the Israeli Defense Forces saying that they've raised the possibility that Hamas rockets fired from Gaza could have fallen short and hit the school. And then there's also a comment from an Israeli spokesperson saying that they gave the instructions to people at the UN agency to get people out of the area, that there was a warning. The UN saying, well, that's not exactly the case. So what there's a lot of confusion, different stories about what happened. But at the end of the day, I just back from the hospital here in Gaza City where the wounded were taken, and terrible scenes of people coming in, bloodied children and women. And the UN says mainly women and children were those injured and killed here. So a very, very sad situation where once again, it seems that, you know, wherever the strikes came from, that children and women are ending up in the thick of this.
Derek, as you say, this situation is pretty murky, but this is not the first time that people at UN schools or facilities have been killed or injured. Is there any indication of why that's happening?
This is the fourth time in the last 3 days, according to the UN, that their schools that are now being used as shelters have come under fire by the Israelis. It comes down to the fact that the Israeli military says that in many of these cases, they are targeting areas that Hamas and other militants are using to launch rockets or command and control centers. We heard about a hospital also in northern Gaza, in Bech Hanun, that was struck by the Israelis over the last couple of days. Israel says it was hit because it was a command and control center for Hamas. They gave ample warning, according to the military, and that's why it was hit. But it is leading to so much anger here in Gaza. I was out earlier today in Shajaiya. That's the area that was hit hard by the Israelis on Sunday. And, the few people who were brave enough to go back to pick up belongings from their house say, even if there was one or two Hamas militants in this neighborhood, does that justify taking out entire city blocks?
And more broadly, Derek Stoffel, what's the Israeli military saying about the civilian death toll now in Gaza?
Well, it continues to say that, it does not target civilians. We heard that again from the military. I ran into Israel's justice minister the other day, and I put that question to her in the face of mounting international criticism. And the response from the Israelis continues to be that Hamas is a terrorist group in the eyes of the Israeli government, and it is putting people in harm's way by placing rocket launchers and weapons caches near or in the middle of residential areas.
And finally, Derek, there is talk, as you know, of a ceasefire. John Kerry has been in the region trying to negotiate some kind of deal. The people that you've been speaking with, are they at all hopeful that the violence could end soon?
No one is hopeful that, I ask every person I speak about that. And, there's just so little hope after, it's now into its third week here, and everyone is affected by these strikes of, lost someone or someone injured. And, one woman I spoke to today, she said, how can we hold out hope that there can be a ceasefire when, they're too busy trying to stay safe in their apartments? There's nowhere for people to go, and there really is no sense that there should be a ceasefire, because at the same time, they support Hamas. They say Hamas is actually fighting this resistance, and they support that, and they don't want this to end without actually winning something. And, in the last couple of days, we've been hearing about this blockade, the Israeli blockade, and people I've been speaking to today say, well, Hamas should press the Israelis to get this blockade ended, because there is so much hardship and strife because of it.
The CBC's Derek Stoffel on the line there from Gaza City. Thanks, Derek.
You're welcome.